RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
MP on the mic from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Good morning, everybody. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Cleaning up after a Washington Commanders loss last night to the Philadelphia Eagles, 26-18. Took their foot off the gas at the end. So did Al and Kirk in the broadcast booth. Al's old. He's very old. He's in his 80s, I believe. He's lost the fastball, but they've also lost their ability to really analyze the game in the moment and know what's happening. Tough to see. He's a legend, of course. The voice is instantly recognizable. I hope Amazon moves on because they've got the resources. I think a lot of Amazon's football strategy at the beginning was we don't want to spook people. It's streaming, it's technology. We don't want to spook people. We want it to look as much like a TV broadcast as possible. They hire Al. They hired the guys who did Sunday Night Football at NBC. They hire a very traditional pregame show where they're all, you know, it's famous people you know, yucking and laughing and all that. I would love for them to push the envelope. Now that they've shown they can put on a good product, and they can, I would love for them to push the envelope in future years. And, to push football broadcasting forward. That's what Fox did when Fox came on the scene. You remember that they brought a lot of innovations with them, and it did spook people initially. But now a lot of that stuff's been absorbed into the game. And of course they got the first down line. You see that everywhere. That was Fox, and they weren't afraid to experiment either. And you know, they had the glow puck in hockey. So you got to experiment. I hope Amazon pushes its broadcast forward and chooses to innovate rather than just imitate in the coming years. That's neither here nor there. What's important this morning, it's the first time we've fired up one of these, and there's been serious, substantial questions about three of the major players here, right? Because there's been three losses this season. Opening week loss in Tampa, week one against a good team. Rookie quarterback in his first game got sped up. Nobody's mad after that. Certainly some missed chances in that game, but nobody's mad when the rookie quarterback loses week one on the road to a talented team that if they could just beat the Atlanta Falcons would be in playoff position. They are not, though, because they cannot. But that was and is a great team with good weapons. Lose to the Ravens on the road, lose to the Steelers at home, and I know there was some hand-wringing after the Steelers lost because of how close it was, but that is a legit Super Bowl contending team, and Steelers-Ravens this weekend is going to be a lot of fun. All right, so now that I've excused the other three, let's go to last night. Jaden Daniels is not right. I've been saying it all show. I'll say it again. It's very clear Jaden Daniels is not himself. Didn't ask him to throw a Hail Mary. Didn't ask him to throw it downfield. Still a lot of rib treatment on the sideline. The 10 days off is going to be good for him. So I don't think there's talent questions there. I think there are injury questions there. And obviously an injury to number five would derail a very promising season. And if number five is injured, long term, that's something you need to address sooner rather than later. That said, I and you know, nobody's been more negative about Marcus Mariota than me. I don't think that this is, they would struggle to beat the Titans with Marcus Mariota. I think they still could. And then you could go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints. You know, that'd be a little bit tougher. It's a tough atmosphere to play in, but you can still get your two of these next three, which you need to get. You need two of the next three. Then you got 9 wins. You're 9-5 and looking really good for the playoffs at that point. You just need one of the last three to get in for sure. And, of course, sometimes 9-win teams do sneak in. You got the tiebreaker on Arizona. You're looking at those NFC North teams beating each other up. So that's Jane Daniels' question. Number two, Cliff Kingsbury, who had his worst game of the year. Now, some of that is his quarterback was not himself and had a rough game, but not helping him on the offensive line, not adjusting. When Jaden misses Austin Eckler wide open on the scramble, they don't come back to that concept, despite seemingly Philly tipping their hand on what they're doing. Very confusing game from Cliff Kingsbury, who's been good. Now, he hasn't dealt with this, the Eagles defense, which was near unstoppable on the line, and a quarterback who wasn't himself. And these receivers keep dropping passes, and that's not on Cliff Kingsbury at all. So I'm not going to put a lion's share of the blame on Cliff by any stretch here, but it was a tough night for the offense. Then, of course, number three, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn went for it on that fourth down with the game hanging by a thread. Let's hear Dan Quinn's explanation first before we dive into this play.
Obviously, to go for it and fourth down and two at the 26, bold call, but I would also say we're prepared for that moment. Don't love the execution, but we've been an excellent fourth down team. So going into it, we knew we'd have to take our shots against a tough division team on the road. We thought that was an appropriate one. Certainly don't like the execution and the result, but we were prepared for that and being bold into those moments, knowing we'd have some fourth downs. But that's one we can fix.
It's a play that has worked for them. Jaden Daniels taken off right. He's got the speed. He finds the hole. The execution was off. He bobbled it right there. If he catches it, does he get it? I don't know. The Eagles were really fast on that play. Certainly would have been close. Probably would have been a lower his shoulder, try to get pushed across the line moment for Jaden Daniels. It's a play that's worked so well. 11 for 12 on fourth downs going into this game. I get where you say, okay, you know, in the vacuum, our offense is really good on fourth down. Jaden Daniels is really fast at running. If we pick this up, we can run more clock. We can score a touchdown and maybe put this game away by making it, out of reach, you know, for the Eagles. I get that. It's wrong. I get it, but it's wrong. It's wrong because it ignores all the situations of the game. One is Jaden's not right, which everybody sees. Two is the Eagles are swarming on that defensive line, and they did on that play as well. And three is the Eagles kicker, Jake Elliott, was having a brutal day. Two missed field goals and a missed extra point. If you go up by two, to me, that's the same as having a 7-point lead because they're not going to kick a field goal with the game on the line. They don't trust him. So any lead of any number of points at that point becomes a touchdown lead and becomes a lead that is, you know, that you need. They need to go down and put it in the end zone because they're not able to do otherwise. Now, also when you miss that, obviously, all the momentum goes the other way. Defense has been holding so tough, hanging on by a thread, and then Saquon starts running it down their throats. You heard Bobby Wagner earlier in the show. You bottle that guy up, but if you miss him twice on those two, he's going to score touchdowns. All of a sudden, you're going to have a different game, and he did that there in that little minute-long stretch. Touchdown for Saquon, interception for Jaden Daniels, touchdown for Saquon on just a brutal throw for Jaden Daniels, who missed receivers all night, and that's not... That is so uncharacteristic. It's like when Olamide Zaccheaus muffed two punts and dropped a ball last year. That's not him. Something's going on there. That's what we got to unpack over the weekend and into the next week going into the Dallas game. And that's the real scary part for Washington Commanders fans. I did love Dan Quinn came into the interview room. The interview room in Philadelphia for the visiting team has school kid style desks with like the little L-shaped table that kind of you sit down and like you pull the table down and like you can fill out your homework and then turn it in. It's like a schoolhouse setup where you sit at those desks and then the coach comes in and addresses you from the podium, which is just always amused me. The other thing is Dan Quinn came in, didn't ask for questions, went straight to, I'm going to explain the fourth down play. He knew the importance of that. He knows how it'll be perceived. I think he understands and the team understands. We played Terry McLaurin's clip, right? This is, you could talk about brotherhood. This is when it's got to show. You're going to talk about having a tight and cohesive team. This is when it shows. This is what Dan Quinn has built for all year, is when the adversity strikes. And he's got an opportunity on the other side here to make it right with three easy games that'll make people forget this stretch. Lots of questions to answer between now and then, though. We will post some of them to AWOD for the segment we call Crosstalk. That will happen next. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
On the mic, now it's a Friday morning. The Commanders did not win, but the Commanders still have not lost a game by more than one score since week one.
Are these the things that matter? I don't know if they're the things that matter or not. What matters is we were inside the locker room last night. We're bringing it to you. I'm not as gloomy as you think I would be this morning. It was certainly a rough loss, but scheduling is everything. The Eagles have been through this too. Remember when the wheels were falling off the Eagles season? They then had a stretch of teams where they were able to get right, and now they're rolling again. I think the same is true of these guys. You got Cowboys, Titans, and Saints on deck. You can get two or three of those. Although, big concerns about Jaden Daniels coming out of this game. He doesn't look right. He doesn't look healthy. The ribs are clearly still holding him back. I don't care what anybody says. Not throwing a Hail Mary to end the first half, conceding there at the in the second half and not making him run full tempo and throw downfield. Look, this is a team. I know what I've seen all year. I've seen every game all year, right? Many of you guys have too. This is a team that has been relentlessly aggressive at the end of halves all year. And in moments where they feel they can steal an edge or an extra point, they've gone and done that. And to stop doing that in the biggest game of the year, something's up. We don't even need the conspiracy corner sounder. Something's up here. And we'll wait and see what it is. Hopefully 10 days is enough to get everybody back on track. It was a big night, though, for Zach Ertz. It was great to see him get a touchdown. And then the dramatic two-point conversion replay assisted there at the end. In his return to Philly, he talked about that and more in the locker room. The
pregame obviously was emotional.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Coin toss, everything after that was emotional. Seeing my family in the stands or in the suite, where they always were, was emotional. But at the end of the day, once the ball was snapped, it felt like a normal football game. Obviously, really wanted this one, just like I want all of them. But this one, obviously, wanted it a lot. But at the end of the day, this league is about execution. And offensively, we just didn't execute at a high enough level to win the game.
Was there a moment at some point in the game that really like made it sink in?
Just seeing people I haven't seen in a long time, people that were an integral part of my career here, that I haven't seen in a long time, people that were in football ops, people that worked the building in the, at the practice facility. Saw the janitor, one of the first people I saw when I came out here. And so just seeing people I didn't see for a long time was special. But at the end of the day, once I got going, I felt like it was a normal football game.
This league is about ebbs and flows, and you've seen it a lot. But with this group being, you know, this is the first kind of losing streak with this group.
Yeah.
How do you comprise that?
I mean, when expectations are high, one win or one loss feels like five. Two losses feels like 15 in a row. And so it's just part of the thing when you gotta, when your expectations are high for yourself and you're not able to pull it off, you're going to hurt. It's going to sting. And you got to reflect. You got to look in the mirror. These 10 days off are going to be really good for us to look what we've been doing well and what we need to get better at and be able to attack going into the back half of the season or the back however many games we have left. I don't think anyone is hitting the panic button. But at the same time, we got a lot to improve on to be the football team we want to be at the end of the year. Two losses isn't going to change our mindset in terms of how we approach and attack this thing. But we do have to get better, and there's a lot of urgency that comes with that.
That's Zach Ertz, tight end, Washington Commanders. Of course, a big game for him going back to Philly and being able to catch a touchdown in it. He mentioned something, and I've always said this about the NFL too. Losses are exponential. One loss is bad, of course. Losing's not as good as winning. But two losses, three losses, they snowball. And he said, you know, particularly when you got high expectations, two losses feel like 15, especially when those come in a five-day stretch, as these have for the Commanders. They stack up, and you look, you say, okay, what do we need to do to keep from losing this season, essentially? And there's still plenty of football in front of them. I ran it over. I grabbed the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button in the beginning segment. There are three, I believe, legitimate wildcard contenders: Minnesota, Green Bay, and then whoever finishes second between San Francisco and Arizona. So you've got three teams that could all claim wild card spots. Of course, there are only three. So if the Commanders are going to get one, they're going to have to beat one of those three teams. The nice thing is, even if the Niners crank it up, if Arizona comes back to earth, you've got the tiebreaker on them. So that's good. The other nice thing is Minnesota and Green Bay, same division. So they're going to beat up on each other. They got to play the Lions. So I do think it sets up very favorably, but certainly it's something where you want to get back on the momentum train as quickly as possible. Home game against the Cowboys on 10 days rest, and then home game against Tennessee, who's really bad. That's what it's going to take, and that's what it's going to take to get back on track is winning those games. And if they win those games, if we're talking about a 9-4 football team, we're talking about a playoff football team at the end of the day. I'm not worried about this year's team. I'm worried big picture about Jaden Daniels. I'm saving my Cliff Kingsbury worry for the moment, although I'm moderately concerned. The Jaden thing's kind of overshadowing that for me right now. But Cliff Kingsbury as well didn't use a lot of two tight end, didn't use a lot of chipping. He just didn't help his offensive line last night. And they struggled against the Eagles' defense. It was strange to not see him adjust as well as he's been adjusting. Because this is a guy who's been money through the first 2 months of the season. And they're eating you up inside. And for the first time all year, you're not using the two tight end. Now, some of that is to get Eckler and B-Rob out there. But Eckler and B-Rob, that's not helping the offensive line the way that adding the additional tight end was. And I think they really felt the effects of that. Other side of this, the defense played great for three quarters, held their own. I don't hold that late collapse against them. They were clearly gassed playing, you know, second time in 5 days against a punishing running back in Saquon Barkley. He caught fire. He got rolling at the end. But I think on the whole, it was a very productive, something to hang your hat on performance by the defense, which had held Philly to four field goal attempts,
when we went to the fourth quarter. Before that, Eagles scored all their touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Before that, it was just the four field goal attempts. Two of them missed field goal attempts, which was kind of funny. Chatted with Bobby Wagner in the locker room. Let's go back inside the locker room on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Got to figure out what we can do better and back to the drawing board.
What went well for you guys in the first three quarters containing Jalen?
I think we just made our tackles. You know, we were able to get a good beat on some of the things they were trying to do, and they did a good job adjusting.
Time of possession, and where on defense, do you feel like that happened at all tonight?
No, I think we were good. Yeah. I think we were good.
I mean, the ebbs and flows of the football season, I mean, you've been through this before. It's always about staying neutral through adversity throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every team, every good team is tested at some point, and, you know, how you bounce back and how you show resilience is your definition of what team you'll be. So, you know, we'll be good.
What was the coach's message to you after this one?
Just keep going. We'll be resilient. You know, this is long. We still got a lot more games left, a lot of stuff to do, and a lot of things we can do better.
What is it about Saquon that makes him so tough to bring down?
He's just dynamic, man. He's a really, really good back. And, even though you bottom up for three quarters, that one play can get him going. And, you know, I felt like that happened today.
When you have a quarterback who's banged up but is still going out there and playing hard, what effect does that have on the locker room?
Our quarterback? Oh, okay. man, it just shows his heart, man. He's you know, a resilient young man, and you know, he's doing a great job for us. We could do better to help him.
Diplomatic answer from Bobby Wagner, and you'd expect nothing less there. Jaden's been a great young man, and we need to do more to help him. Well, they did a lot to help him, obviously, and they'll get told that by the coaches as they watch the tape. Hold the Eagles without a touchdown for three quarters. They gave the offense so many chances to reclaim this game, to go up a couple scores. You know, early on, 7-0 lead early, so many opportunities. Got the ball back on the 41, on the 27, on the 30, on the 31, any of those four possessions. And then they had the possession where they were backed up against their own end zone. And that's tough. It's tough to go 94 yards. But the other four possessions where you can't get a single point out of four, you know, primo field position possessions, they had an opportunity to go up big, to take the crowd out of it. Crowd was booing. The crowd was salty about the offense. A real missed opportunity there. But again, it's hard for me to focus on the small picture right now. Big picture, number five ain't right. And you saw that in a number of different ways over the course of the game. And that is what we will be very closely monitoring in the days and weeks to come. 3 days off for the Commanders. They'll be back on the practice field next week. Maybe we'll get some answers to some of these questions. Right now, though, we got to start hour number two. You know we do it with our guy, Parney. Parney's picks for the week are on the other side. You're listening to
105.1 FM. We are always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Grab it at the Apple Store and Google Play, wherever you get your apps. It's got the rewind button. Catch up on what you missed. Full day ahead. AWOD Radio up next. Grant and Danny will take you home on this Friday. Most Commanders talk in town. A lot to digest from that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll cover it from every angle. We were there last night inside Lincoln Financial Field after the game. Chatted with quarterback Jaden Daniels. Here is that press conference.
I mean, I'm frustrated because we lost, so I don't like losing. I said that many a time, so but I feel like everybody could play better, including myself, man. It starts with me, and it trickles down to everybody else, so we got to look ourselves in the mirror.
The fact that you have another divisional game coming up, an opportunity to get right again in the division, is that going to help kind of motivate you moving from this loss to the next game?
Every game motivates me. It's not really a divisional game. Obviously, it's divisional games mean a little bit more because you obviously want to win your division. But for me, man, I want to win as many games as possible. And, you know, I'll never take this game for granted. I don't cheat the game. You got to go out there and put in the work to get the results. But you got to go through some stuff in sports.
Physical game like that, everything you guys have been going short week.
I feel good. I mean, it's football at the end of the day. Physicality is required in this game. So, feel good. It's just a tough loss.
What'd you think of the decision to go for it on fourth down instead of maybe kicking a field goal there?
I mean, I trust the coaching staff and the decision they make. I'm always a part of, hey, let's go for it. You know, I trust my teammates. I trust the unit. So I always trust the coaches. I never question them.
On the fourth down play, what happened in your play? Looked like you bobbled the ball a little bit? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be louder with the cadence. So I take fault on that. Tyler probably didn't hear me, so it was the delay with the little snap. So it gets loud down there. You know, we're under center, especially in that type of situation, that part of the game. So I just have to be louder.
With Terry not being able to target him until the end, did you sense anything they were focusing on, or what was going on there?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they had a little plan of, hey, let's limit 17 and stuff like that. So, you know, we got to go back and watch the film and figure out ways how I could get Terry the ball, how we could get Terry the ball.
That is Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels. You heard him say he's fine. Fourth down play, little bobble of the ball, and then on getting the ball to Terry McLaurin, says, hey, that's something they got to do. It was clear the other teams were taking Terry away. That's going to continue to happen as long as there's drop passes and inaccuracies going the other way. Really, the bright spot among the receivers was Noah Brown forcing a pass interference once again. Love his ability to do that. At some point, the refs are going to wise up. They watch film, too. Still kind of fun to see him do it on a play where Jaden missed wildly. Again, he had a number of really bad throws. The phrase you heard a lot after the game among the analyst crowd was, he looked like a rookie. I don't know that he looked like a rookie. I think he looked injured. Rookies play like that, they get benched. He's not that bad. He's actually very good. We've seen that several times. He did not look himself. He did not look right. I think that was my major takeaway out of this, was just how rough Jaden Daniels looked yesterday. And whether he's right or not, whether they get him right, is certainly going to be a key the rest of the way. And for Cliff Kingsbury, a lot riding on these next few weeks as well. I will not smash the panic button off of one football game against the Eagles, and I will not smash the panic button off of two football games against two really good teams, the Steelers and the Eagles. Because, again, soft schedule's coming. But if they can't take care of business against the Cowboys, Titans, and Saints, you're going to start to hear about Cliff Kingsbury fading late in seasons. And he had some nifty stuff. Certainly coming out of the gate, a lot of two backs with B-Rob and Eckler. I liked a lot of those looks, but that's not going to stop the conversation from happening and get it going down that road as, you know, these losses mount, right? Just two losses right now to two good teams. For a team with low preseason expectations, I think that's what you got to lean on here. But you got to know these are important games now. Cowboys, Titans, Saints, this next stretch becomes really, really important in light of this loss, because you got to show you're making progress still and that you're the team you showed at the beginning of the year and it wasn't just a flash in the pan. Wide receiver Terry McLaurin chatted after the game as well. Here is that conversation as we go inside the locker room on your home for the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan.
We just got to, you know, Coach Quinn was just like, you know, we got to find a way to get over that hump. You know what I mean? Gotta have it, like, winning time moments. We gotta find a way to come out on the other side. So, you know, his message is just keep fighting to get through that, and then we have these days off to try to get a little healthier. Yeah, that's kind of just the message.
Terry, what prevented the offense from getting going today?
Say it again?
What prevented the offense from getting going today?
You know, that's a good question. I feel like, you know, you got to give them credit. That's a good defense. You know what I mean? That's a really good defense on all three levels. So it definitely posed their challenges. I just didn't feel like we executed like we should have. And, you know, when you kind of let teams hang around, I think the defense did a great job. You kind of let teams, like, hang around and you don't capitalize off of the opportunities we had offensively. You know, their offense is going to eventually make plays. So, yeah, I just don't think we executed well today.
Terry, that you had a quiet night. What were they doing anything different against you than you expected, or what was going on there?
Nah, there wasn't anything that they were doing that I wasn't expecting. We weren't expecting. The ball just didn't come my way, so let's move on to the next one.
Terry, from what you've learned about this group, how would you expect the response to be over the next 10 days, 2 weeks?
I expect it to be really good. I expect everybody to do what they need to do to kind of just accountability to move forward. take this time to really take care of your body so you can come in next week against another division opponent. You know what I mean? We'll be at home against Dallas, and, you know, that won't be easy. So I just think everybody has to, you know, get their minds and bodies right for next week. And, you know, it's kind of on each individual, but also, you know, sticking together. You know what I mean? We haven't lost two straight, so this is new. But, you know, for us to be able to get to where we need to get to, we have to be able to overcome adversity. So we have good guys in this locker room. You know, we have good leaders and everything like that. So it's just a matter of getting back to the drawing board.
This might be the first.
Were you surprised you weren't targeted before the third quarter?
You know, it happens. You know, I can only control what I can. And, you know, I'm just going to keep focusing on that.
You guys threw into field goal range in the fourth quarter, but obviously went for it on the fourth down. What did you kind of think when you heard that you guys were going to go for it then?
I mean, we've been doing that all season. You know what I mean? You know, Coach Quinn and Cliff are going to be aggressive, and we just didn't execute the play. So you got to give credit to the defense, but we've been aggressive all year, so it wasn't a shock.
What was your impression of Quinion Mitchell, Eagles corner, first corner?
I think he's a good corner. I think, you know, he plays well. He doesn't really play like a rookie.
Awesome. You guys have talked a lot about brotherhood and all that. How much does this kind of situation, I guess, put that in, you know, make that a help for what you know, the adversity and going through that? How much can that help at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to preach brotherhood when everything's going good and when you're winning and having a good time and things like that. So this is when kind of those what your program is built on, this is when it needs to stand out. So, you know, we hang our hat on our brotherhood, and this is definitely the time that we need to stand up for that.
Some great thoughts there from Terry McLaurin, ending with, you know, the brotherhoods, what they've been talking about, the brotherhoods, them staying united, and they certainly did after Johnny Newton's false start or offsides penalty last week. They will with Dan Quinn here on his decision to go for it on fourth and two. It's a tight-knit group, and now's when you show it. You show it by rallying, getting back on the practice field, finding a way to win three games you're supposed to win coming up. Terry McLaurin, zero touches in the first half. That's not it. That's not how you win football games. And I know they were blanketing him, but he's had so much success against the Eagles. You got to find ways to force feed that. You got to find ways to get your star the ball. I'm worried, though, that had those ways involved throwing it, they would have thrown Jaden Daniels into interceptions because his accuracy was way off last night. We'll talk about all that and more. We'll give you more interviews from inside the locker room. We'll make some NFL picks, though, on the other side. Parney joins at 11. You're listening
Friday
to 910 The Fan now.
Be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Don't know if we're allowed to call it Fun Friday. Commanders lose in Philadelphia. We got a lot to get to. We'll break down the game. We'll go inside the locker room. You'll hear from Terry McLaurin, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, and more. Jaden Daniels, of course, as well, as we break down everything that happened last night on the station with the most Commanders coverage. I'm going to give you my Mr. Brightside thoughts. I'll make it sunny today on this Friday with the Commanders. I think are probably out of the NFC East title picture. It would take a stumble from Philly from here on in to open that door back up. Eagles look really good. Saquon Barkley, you bottle him up for a while, he breaks through at the end. So we'll do that. We'll, of course, make time for Parney. We'll do some crosstalk with AWOD. He's over at River City Roll today. And we'll do our NFL picks. We'll do college football. We'll do all the things we do in the course of a Friday. But right now, it's, of course, Commander's time, Commander's observations. We'll start with kind of some of the bigger things, then we'll go inside the locker room in the next segment. So I want to go big picture first, because what I said all week was there's two storylines here. One is a fraudulent team that has only lost to you know, has only beaten bad teams, loses to good teams. They're going to get exposed in Philly. The other one was a really good football team that has lost some close games to good teams, just hasn't learned how to close in elite environments yet. Yes, we saw both yesterday. We saw a lot of things that lead me to believe this game maybe wasn't a measuring stick game at all, just because of the way things broke. Not that I loved what happened, because I didn't,
But just big picture, number one, right out of the gate, Jaden Daniels doesn't look right. And he says he's fine after the game. Dan Quinn said he's fine after the game. That's not the guy I saw. Jaden Daniels does not look fine. And we'll find out if this is going to be a lingering thing the rest of the way. If it is, obviously that changes how you see the season. If it's not, you know, you got the mini bye here, the real bye in 2 weeks. So you got a lot going on here. There's a lot of opportunities to get better, a lot of opportunities for him to heal and get ready for a stretch run where the playoffs are.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Still very much in sight. But last night on the field, Lincoln Financial Field, he didn't look right in Philly. And you saw it. He missed some throws, not that he normally makes. He missed some throws that all NFL quarterbacks make. And I think that was the big warning sign for me. Yeah, they bottled him up when he ran the ball. But the defenses have been doing that. For me, it was the missed throws that were the real big warning sign. He missed some throws pretty badly. Noah Brown bailed him out of one of them with the pass interference call that he got. That was a nice treat. Noah Brown leads the league now in drawing pass interference penalties. But on the whole, it was his worst game as a pro, for sure. And I got to think there were mitigating factors there involving injury. Of course, Jalen Hurts didn't look right in the first half either. They lean on Saquon down the stretch. Brian Robinson just wasn't able to provide that. Man, it just seemed like there were so many second and ones that turned into third and three or third and five. That is very uncharacteristic. And, you know, the second and one that turned into the fourth down decision, which, of course, we'll get to. But there were so many times, so many moments in the game where second and one, ahead of the sticks, looking good, and instead of flinging the ball downfield, they ran it. They got bottled up. They got stuffed. All of a sudden, you're behind the sticks to get on third down. Very unusual for this team, for sure. All right, very big picture on the Commanders here as we get started on this Friday. We got a lot to break down from Commanders-Eagles, of course. Very big picture. The Washington Commanders are 7-4. They're not in first place in the NFC, so they're in second place. Here's the playoff hunt. There are three wild card spots in the NFC. Three playoff spots. And by my math, there's four teams fighting for them. You got the Minnesota Vikings. Is 7-2. Obviously, a little bit of the air's coming out of those tires, but on the whole, that's a good football team. They've been playing well. Got some tough divisional games down the stretch. You would consider them to be in a good spot. You've got the Green Bay Packers, 6-3, also a formidable opponent. They're looking good. San Francisco 49ers are 5-4, so they got to play this week, and they've had their bye already, meaning if they win their next two, they would be even with the Commanders at 7-4. So three teams, all very legitimate threats to steal a playoff spot away from the Washington Commanders. Here's why I feel good. I think this team's still doing some things well. I think the defense is getting a lot better. I think you saw it in the first three quarters before they ran out of gas. Here's your next three. You got the Cowboys in 10 days at home. And then after that, you got another home game against Tennessee. The Titans are really bad. And then you're going to New Orleans to face the Saints. If you can handle your business, and I know the sky's going to fall if they lose any of those, but even if you win two out of three of those, which I think is very doable for this squad, even as they are right now, especially the way the defense is playing, if you win two of those three, you're 9-5, probably looking at one win in the final games to clinch your playoff spot. If you can take care of business in all three, you're in the playoffs. If you go 1-3, you're not a playoff team, and it's time to start the Cliff Kingsbury fading down the stretch discussion. As I mentioned, I love the defense. Defense was good. Defense has been improving every week. It was a lot to ask of them there in the fourth quarter, especially when they went for it on fourth down. Now, do I think the decision to go for it on fourth down and two cost them the game? No, I do not. Clearly, Saquon had momentum. I think clearly the things were struggling on the Washington side. That was not the defining moment of the game. That was the turning point of the game, though. The defense had been holding. The offense was put in a position to give them a lift and didn't get the job done. It was a Jayden Daniels designed run. That play has worked before a few times. Daniels bobbles the snap, rolls out, is not able to get the job done. And that was the momentum killer. Eagles drive down, score, and now it's a two-score game instead of a one-score game. Things unraveled from there. I don't think that was the only play that decided the game, but it was a big moment, and it was the wrong call by Dan Quinn, who I like and will give the benefit of the doubt to. And if you're going to go down swinging. Your players like that. And so I'm not going to get too worked up about it other than just to say what you guys already know, which was that was the wrong call, particularly the wrong call on a night where the Philadelphia kicker was so bad. Jake Elliott missed the extra point, which kept the door cracked open. He missed two field goals in the first half. Make him make a field goal. Sometimes you're playing against Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow, right? And you know he's going to score every time he touches the ball. That wasn't the Eagles yesterday. With the kicker struggling, make them make kicks. No reason to put the game in your hands when the other team was proving equally incapable of taking it over. On the whole, a rough Thursday night football. Some bad officiating both ways. Some sluggish football, a lot of punts early. First cold weather game, I really do think that may have been a factor. First time these guys have played all season long where it's just been bitterly cold. That makes a difference. But going back to Jayden, he misses wide open Austin Ekeler on his designed run. I thought Kingsbury would go back to it later in the game, use it as a coaching point, get him ready, because it wasn't that it was a deliberate defensive decision. They were taking away the linebacker running with the running back on that and making him spy Jayden. I thought they'd take advantage of that, right? It wasn't Cliff's sharpest game either. That's the sort of thing I think early in the year he latches onto when he wins with. You run that same play back later in the game, Jayden makes the move to run, linebacker follows him, you throw the ball to Ekeler. They never went back to it. That surprised me in the list of things that didn't go well for the Commanders. Defensively, they were good until they weren't. You missed the fourth down on offense. The defensive dam finally breaks. Everything goes wrong from there. The other thing I'll say is the game wasn't over when they thought it was over and when Al Michaels thought it was over. 16 points is a two-score game. I know it's hard. I know it's unlikely. But they were so casual. With 4 minutes left, they had the ball. And that was a touchdown drive that cut it to 8, made it a one-score game, the final margin. They took 3.5 minutes. They let the clock casually run to the 2-minute warning. For a team that has fought and scrapped for every inch all year long, man, that confused me why they hit the give-up button with 4 minutes left in the game, because you get the score. Zach Ertz gets the two-point conversion on a nifty catch. It goes to replay. They give it to him. And it's a one-score game, and you had two timeouts. And I don't know that that was I think that's interesting. It showed that these guys were pretty deflated, right? This is the most deflated they've been all season long. There's really not a lot of bright spots to pull out of this one, if we're just calling this what it is. They lost their chance at a home playoff game. They lost their chance at the NFC East. They lost all the offensive momentum they've built. They showed it wasn't just a one-week fluke against the Steelers. A lot of deflation there. It was still a competitive football game, though, and if they had picked up the urgency, who knows what happens? Maybe nothing happens. Probably nothing happens. For a team that's played to the whistle and really maximized those halftime scores all year long, it was very surprising to me to see the Washington Commanders essentially give up with 4 minutes left in the game. Big picture, got to make sure Jaden's all right. Number 5 is the biggest concern here. You can't win without him. Maybe you can win some of these games. Maybe you can beat the Titans without him. But, you can't go where you're trying to go without number 5. He didn't look right. I don't know if it's the rib or, he had the cut on his hand that they super glued shut. That's disgusting. Whatever it was, you got issues there, and you need to figure out what's going on with number 5, because that's the most important thing coming out of this. Number 2, go beat the Cowboys. They're bad, and the defense is really good. I think the defense is well positioned to stop Dallas. I think there's a lot of good opportunities here in the next few weeks to get right back on the winning side of the ledger. That's right. When the Eagles' sky was falling a few weeks ago, what I say on this show, they got an easy schedule, they're going to get right. They had an easy schedule, they got right. The sky's falling on the Commanders right now. I'm going to tell you the exact same thing. Easy schedule's coming. They're going to get right. I believe that. I believe this is a team capable of beating Dallas and beating Tennessee and beating New Orleans. If they do that, they're in. If they get 2 out of 3, they're in a great spot as well. Lots to dissect here. We'll go deeper on the fourth down. We'll hear from the players what happens next. And, of course, the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. We're off and running. It's the Friday show. Reminder, no Gary Hess today. Gary was on yesterday. High school game of the week this week is a Saturday special tomorrow at 12:30. You'll want to listen in as Benedictine goes for a state title with Gary Hess and Coach Chris. Right now, though, we'll step aside for our first break. Back after this, take you inside the Commanders locker room from last night in Philly. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.